Children's health advocates look for ways to fill steep budget cuts to the state's Healthy Families Program and community clinics. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. When Governor Schwarzenegger signed the state's final budget on Tuesday, he cut the Healthy Families Program $50 million deeper than the legislature agreed to, bringing the total reduction for California's version of SCHIP, the federal state children's health insurance program, to $178 million. Healthy Families provides low-cost health coverage for nearly a million California kids whose parents can't afford private insurance and who don't qualify for Medi-Cal. The Managed Risk Medical Insurance Board, known as Mr. MIB, runs Healthy Families. It met Thursday to assess the damage, look for places to trim its budget, and consider ways to backfill the funding shortage. Mr. MIB's Deputy Director of Health Policy, Legislation, and External Affairs, Ginny Puttyfoot, says without urgent help, Healthy Families will have to start dropping children in the coming weeks as their enrollments come up for annual review.
The most likely scenario is that we would notify the first group of families in August and that tens of thousands of children would be disenrolled effective October the 1st. And tens of thousands would be notified and disenrolled on a monthly basis throughout the fiscal year for as long as necessary to address the funding shortfall.
Healthy Families had already put a freeze on new enrollment as of July 17th because it couldn't meet the growing demand it's seen already this year. The economic downturn and rising unemployment has sent thousands more families looking for low-cost health coverage. Puttyfoot.
Until we put the freeze in place, we were enrolling an average of 33,000 children into the program each month. And since the waiting list was put into place on July the 17th, as of last Friday, July the 24th, a total of 22,040 children had been placed on the waiting list.
Normally, uninsured children can turn to the more than 600 community health clinics around the state. Those clinics already serve about 4 million uninsured Californians. But this week, the governor blue-lined funding streams for many of those services. Aaliyah Gallardo is director of government affairs at the California Primary Care Association, which represents the clinics. She says many clinics lost more than 50% of their revenue in the cuts.
They're going to have to figure out how to provide services for uninsured populations with absolutely no money. This means that on top of the children that already are on the Healthy Families wait list, those folks are now going to be hoping to rely on the clinic safety net as uninsured patients, and they're not going to have that safety net to be able to rely on.
Health advocates are scrambling to find ways to backfill the funding gap. Democrats are calling on private donors and foundations for assistance after losing their bid to protect health funding. State Senator Denise Ducheney, a Democrat from San Diego.
We're hopeful that the philanthropic folks, the endowment, the Children First Commission and folks will help with the Healthy Families, in particular because the federal match is 2-for-1. So for every dollar people help us with, we get 2 federal dollars to help cover children.
State cuts to Healthy Families amount to almost $400 million in federal matching funds. There's little optimism about filling that gaping hole with donations. But the state's First Five Commission, which works to improve access to health and education for kids aged 0 to 5, has pledged to help. First Five spokesman Bill Madison says the commission is working with public and private partners to raise funds, but it's not saying who or how much.
We're still determining which public and private partners. I mean, there are no names on the coalition yet, but we're working to develop those public and private partners. So we are doing our best to determine the most appropriate fiscal action to fill this health care need for the thousands of California youngest children during this time of obvious rising unemployment rates, economic instability, and just very hard times.
But contributions from First Five will only provide for a fraction of the state's needy children. Health advocates fear that hospital emergency rooms will be forced to take up the slack when families and children lacking primary care end up with urgent conditions. But some children's advocates do see a ray of hope in Assembly Bill 1383. Sacramento Democrat Dave Jones says his bill would raise billions of federal dollars for hospitals and health care programs.
The bill imposes a provider fee on hospitals, which is then used as the state match to obtain enhanced federal Medicaid funding under the Economic Stimulus and Recovery Act. One of the provisions of the bill provides that $320 million of the overall revenues will go to children's health care.
So far, the Jones bill has won bipartisan support, though some hospital chains are opposed. It's made it to the Senate floor and is expected to move forward when the legislative session resumes on August 17th. Meanwhile, Mr. MIB officials have scheduled an urgent board meeting for Healthy Families in mid-August to decide whether to start disenrolling children. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.